confirmation of your role. Because liberators don't walk in comfort, they walk in disruption. Your very existence disturbs the powers that wanted your bloodline silent, hidden, stuck. Have you noticed how strangers confess things to you they've never told anyone? How people sometimes can't explain why they're drawn to your presence or unsettled by it? That's not coincidence. That's the authority of a bloodline restorer. Spirit recognizes spirit, chains recognize fire, and the fire on your life. It refuses to let generational patterns stay comfortable. Let this sink in. You are not carrying generational pain because you were weak. You're carrying it because you're strong enough to burn it. You are the one heaven trusted to say, "The curse ends here, with me." It doesn't pass one step further. Think about it. If the curse had been stronger than your calling, you wouldn't be here right now listening to this. You would have folded under the same weight that crushed others before you. But you didn't. You rose. You kept moving. You carried dreams no one around you understood. You chose a different path when settling would have been easier. That's not survival. That's prophecy. And maybe you still feel the scars, the heaviness, the frustration of carrying what doesn't belong to you. But even those scars are proof that you've already destroyed things you don't even realize yet. The fact that you're alive, breathing, standing here, listening, means curses have already failed against you. There are prayers your ancestors whispered but never lived to see answered. Cries they sent up in silence, hoping someone after them would be free. Those prayers landed on you. You are the answer. You are the fulfillment. You are the miracle they longed for. And heaven is echoing this truth into your spirit right now. You were born to break every curse in your bloodline, not by force, not by perfection, but by simply walking in the truth of who you are, chosen, marked, set apart. This is why your life has never followed the script of those before you, because your story isn't a repeat, your story is a reset. But here's the thing, my dear friend, ending generational cycles doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it looks like choosing differently when everyone else repeated the same mistake. Sometimes it's as simple as refusing to hand down the same pain you were handed. Maybe you refuse to let bitterness be your language, even when betrayal ran deep in your family. That's dismantling a curse. Maybe you decided to treat your children, your family, or your friends with tenderness when all you knew was harshness. That's dismantling a curse. Maybe you walked away from an addiction when everyone said it would swallow you too. That's dismantling a curse. You've been doing it without even realizing it. Every choice you made to stop history from repeating has been an act of rebellion against the chains on your bloodline. And here's the part you need to hear. Breaking chains doesn't just stop destruction, it births blessing. Every wall you tear down creates a doorway for the ones after you. Your loved ones, your children, your community, the people connected to you, they will walk through gates you kicked open. Picture this, a runner carrying a torch through the dark, and behind them,